USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As violence on American streets continue to burden the American dream, Chicago's violence is among the worst in the country. Last night, 14 people were shot and run over in the city's Garfield Park. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown.
They're all in various conditions between critical and non-life-threatening.
The youngest victim is 3 years old. A federal judge on Monday blocked Penguin Random House from acquiring rival book publisher Simon & Schuster for about $2.18 billion. The Justice Department had said the planned merger would unlawfully lessen competition. Toyota Motor Corporation announced it still can't get its hands on enough semiconductors to meet its production goals, despite signs of excess supply elsewhere in the chip business. Toyota on Tuesday lowered its production target for the current fiscal year through March to 9.2 million units from a previous goal of 9.7 million units. President Biden is putting the blame on high gas prices on the oil companies, the same oil companies he deplatformed on his first day in office. The president on Monday.
Give me a break. Enough is enough. Look, I'm a capitalist. You've heard me say this before. I have no problem with corporations turning a fair profit or getting a return on their investment in innovation. But this is remotely what's happening. Oil companies, record profits today, are not because they're doing something new or innovative. Their profits are a windfall of war.
Astronomers have found three near-Earth asteroids that were undetected within the glare of the sun. One of the asteroids is the largest potentially hazardous object posing a threat to Earth to be discovered in the last 8 years. The asteroids belong to a group found within the orbits of Earth and Venus. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
In college football last weekend, Michigan's 29-7 win over Michigan State ends in violence. Tony Maruso has more.
Speaking to the media on Monday, University of Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh addressed the post-game tunnel incident that took place over the weekend when several Michigan State players roughed up 2 members of Michigan's team. Harbaugh said there's an ongoing police investigation.
There needs to be accountability. There needs to be a full, thorough, timely investigation. I can't imagine that this will not result in criminal charges. The videos are bad.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
ICE officials are reporting the man accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer was in the country illegally. David DePape, who was hit with federal and local charges Monday in the violent attack on 82-year-old Paul Pelosi, is an illegal immigrant because he overstayed his visa. David is from Canada. Truckers blocked highways at more than 300 points across Brazil to protest leftist Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's victory in Sunday's presidential election, as concerns continue over incumbent President Jair Bolsonaro's failure to concede the election. The World Series Game 3 rainout last night will be made up tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Lance Pride, USA Radio News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.